This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 7th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At a massive Save America rally across from the White House yesterday, President Donald Trump declared he would never concede the presidency.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's death involved.
He publicly urged Vice President Mike Pence not to certify the Biden electors from the contested states.
So I hope Mike has the courage to do what he has to do. And I hope he doesn't listen to the rhinos and the stupid people that he's listening to.
Minutes after those remarks, Pence released a 3-page statement which said, quote, "My oath to support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not," end quote. John Eastman, President Trump's constitutional attorney, said late Wednesday afternoon that Vice President Pence misrepresented what he was being asked to do when he presided over the certification of the Electoral College votes, reports WorldNetDaily.com. In an interview with Steve Bannon on War Room, Eastman said, quote, "I think he's exaggerating what the request was. What Pence had been asked to do is recognize that several slates of electors had been illegally given, and send it back to the state legislatures and allow them, they're the proper constitutional authority in this instance, to allow them to assess the situation in their own states and decide whether they can ratify the existing slate of electors or whether they were fraudulently given and should be altered," end quote. As the Electoral College count was proceeding alphabetically, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas raised an objection when they came to Arizona and asked this question.
What does it say to the nearly half the country that believes this election was rigged if we vote not even to consider the claims of illegality and fraud in this election?
Furthermore, Senator Cruz proposed a solution identical to the one established in 1876 to resolve the Rutherford Hayes-Samuel Tilden election.
And so I endeavor to look to the precedent of the 1876 election, the Hayes-Tilden election, where this Congress appointed an electoral commission to examine claims of voter fraud. 5 House members, 5 senators, 5 Supreme Court justices examined the evidence and rendered a judgment. And what I would urge of this body is that we do the same, that we appoint an electoral commission to conduct a 10-day emergency audit, consider the evidence, and resolve the claims. For those on the Democratic aisle who say there is no evidence, they've been rejected, then you should rest in comfort. If that's the case, an electoral commission would reject those claims. But for those who respect the voters, simply telling the voters, go jump in a lake, that jeopardizes, I believe, the legitimacy of this and subsequent elections.
In the midst of that debate, several dozen Trump supporters, waving his blue flags and wearing his red campaign hats, stormed through the Capitol building, making it right into the debating chamber, reports AFP. A viral photo on Twitter showed plainclothes security men aiming pistols point blank through the smashed window of a door to stop anyone else from getting in. A woman was shot in the neck and killed by police. Legislators were given gas masks to protect themselves against tear gas as they rushed to safety. Some Trump supporters even occupied the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, one of whom sat mockingly with his feet propped up on a desk. Another sat in the same seat Vice President Mike Pence had occupied only moments before during the proceedings to certify the Electoral College vote. On yesterday's Fox News Channel's The Daily Briefing with Dana Perino, Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida condemned the handful of violent pro-Trump supporters who breached the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday.
We are on the House floor. We've been informed that protesters have penetrated the Capitol. Tear gas has been deployed, and we're now being evacuated. This is despicable. This is not who we are as a country. we were debating this from our interpretations of the Constitution. Members were objecting to people's concerns, but there is no place for violence. I've served in places overseas in Africa and Afghanistan and otherwhere where violence is how we solve our disputes, not here in America. We solve it through debate and discussion in courts and judges. This is unacceptable and a sad day for the country.
However, Lee Roscoe, a Vietnam veteran in Schertz, Texas, asked, quote, "Why isn't anyone bringing up the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots that were allowed to run wild without police interference, resulting in the destruction of public and private properties and mom-and-pop businesses? Much different from what happened in D.C. today, typical of the hypocritical Democrats," end quote. Later, when Congress was reconvened last night, Vice President Mike Pence condemned the violence.
"Thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol, the elected representatives of the people of the United States have assembled again on the very same day to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Let's get back to work."
Late last night, the House of Representatives and the Senate voted against a move to object to Arizona's electoral votes, reports the Epoch Times. The chambers each voted on the measure following a breach by a group of rioters. The Senate overwhelmingly voted 93-6 against the objection to the counting of a slate of 11 presidential electors from Arizona for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. All votes in favor of the objection came from Republicans, including Senators Ted Cruz of Texas, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Cindy Hyde Smith of Mississippi, John Kennedy of Louisiana, Roger Marshall of Kansas, and Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. In the House, 303-121 voted against the objection. Proverbs 20, verse 23 says, "The Lord detests differing weights, and dishonest scales do not please him." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, January 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.